Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the podcast today. My name is Crystal, and we are excited because we're starting a new little mini-series called Grow Your Baby, Grow Your Faith. And this series is for pregnant moms, and I think that first-time moms might especially love this, but any pregnant mom is going to get a lot out of it. It was made with you in mind and just made out of a passion that God has given me, which is all things baby and motherhood. I have five kids and I am a doula. And so I go to births with moms and I help them and coach them along and help them with pain management and all that stuff during their labor. And then I also am a childbirth education teacher and I teach birthing classes here at a local birthing center. I live in the Phoenix area. So I'm one of the writers here at Help Club, and the coolest, I think, most interesting part about our whole team is that we get to kind of write from our own passions and our own, you know, whatever we feel the Lord is giving to us. And we're a bunch of different moms collectively coming together from different ages and stages. And, you know, some of our kids are grown and teenagers or adults. Some of us on the team have kids that are really young and haven't even experienced some of those older years yet and are kind of still in the trenches of the baby years or toddler years. And so it's just kind of fun to hear and see what God lays on each of our hearts to share with you guys. And specifically, I'm just excited to share this message with you over the next 6 or so days. And so we hope that you are blessed and that you are encouraged by this, and that as you're growing your baby, or if you have a friend who's pregnant growing their baby, you would share this with them. But just as you're in this stage and as you're doing this, that you would just feel like God is showing you exactly what He wants you to know, and that you know, the message today is that you are already a mother. You know, it's not a thing that's coming. It's not a thing that will happen. Sitting there today, just as you are growing this little baby in your womb, you are already a mother. And we're going to discover more and more topics as we go along that will hopefully just fill you with some joy, maybe even kind of calm down some anxieties and fears that you might have surrounding pregnancy, surrounding labor, and just give you that godly, good perspective that Jesus wants from us as you kind of journey along. So thank you for joining us today, and we are just going to dive into our first study. I'm going to pray really quick before we start. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this mom who's listening right now. And we just pray, God, a special blessing over her day, over her life. If she's pregnant, Lord, we pray a special blessing over her pregnancy. If she's waiting for a pregnancy, Lord, if she's waiting for a baby, we pray that you would bless her womb, God, that you would heal anything that needs to be healed. Lord, we pray for the mom who's maybe sad or struggling from miscarriages today. And we just pray, God, that you would be with her and that you would comfort her and give her peace. And we pray for healing too, Lord. She needs healing. A lot of us on the team have had miscarriages, and we know how hard that can be. And so, Lord, we just pray for her and lift her up right now too. And Lord, we just pray for this whole journey as we go through this study of Grow Your Baby, Grow Your Faith, that it would be a true blessing and encouragement, that moms who are maybe doing this whole thing for the first time could gain that your wisdom about motherhood, and can start preparing their minds and their hearts to have a baby, to have a little sweet, precious baby, and to have an idea or just grasp even a little of all the plans that you have for them as they go into labor, they hold their baby for the first time, and as they kind of play around and figure out the reins of motherhood. So Lord, we just praise you, we thank you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You are already a mother. The first time that we realize we are mothers is when we see the pink lines or pregnant label on a stick. What a simple way to find out that our whole world is about to change. Going from our own person into two persons living in the same body. What a miracle. Each pregnancy is a gift, an opportunity to marvel at our Creator. The chance to grow life within our own body points back to a God that loves to see His children in awe. When that baby grows up, you will see that you too love to see your little one in awe as they look at the world around them. From the first sound of your baby's heartbeat, who was smaller than a poppy seed at that point, to the flitter of its first kicks, we as mothers are aware that we are bringing a little precious life into the world. Mama, it's no mistake, that sweet baby is growing in your womb. It is by God's beautiful design that he or she has already been written in the book of life. How beautiful is that? And the best part of all is that God chose you, yes, you, to be their mom. And go ahead and let that soak in. In Psalm 139:16, it says, "Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them." We are praying for you. With love, Crystal Porter and the Help Club for Moms team. Lord, I pray that you would be with each and every mom as they go out today. I pray that for healthy pregnancies. I pray for perspective to see that they are already a mom. And we pray for wisdom and growth in faith, that they would come closer to you right now than any other time in their life, and that they would take on their role as being a mama with you by their side, and to always, always lean on you and glean from your heavenly perspective and wisdom that only you can give. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.